walked out of the mess that I had made. A long time coming, but it's better late than never, I say. People say there's someone you should see. I say, why are you doing this to me? I'm happy on the shelf, there's nothing left to rattle my head. I walked into the room and I just knew right away. Small talk time as the hours ticked away. So many nights so blue. Oh, what else could I do? Oh, while I was waiting for you. Should've seen the ones that came around, like they're picking through the lost and found. I looked them up and down and I wish that they would pass on by. Maybe it was something in their walk, or something funny about the way they talk. Whatever it was, they were dead before they'd even try. They stumble through the door, say they're feeling kinda shy. They tell me their life story, man, I could've died. So many nights so blue. Oh, what else could I do? Oh, while I was waiting for you. I looked into your eyes and then I knew. Oh, my waiting time was through. Never felt the jolt like this before. You woke me up like a siren scream, like the shock of a slamming door.
That's Jim Cuddy from Blue Rodeo with the song While I Was Waiting from his latest solo album, Constellation. Came out in January this year, and Jim Cuddy is the Friday headliner at the 2018 Home County Music and Art Festival, which takes place the weekend of July the 20th to 22nd in the beautiful confines of Victoria Park in London, Ontario. Celebrating its 45th anniversary this year, Home County is an important part of the Southern Ontario folk calendar. And to learn more about this year's festival, we caught up with Artistic Director Darren Addison. How are you doing today, Darren?
I'm great, Jan. How are you?
I'm wonderful. And I have to say, having looked at this lineup, I think you've outdone yourself this year, pulling all these people together.
Well, it's my last year as the artistic director, so I wanted to go out with a bang.
Yeah, well, you definitely are going out with a bang because, you know, Home County always has a great lineup. I love the festival. There are so many great things about it. But this year seems extra special. And as you mentioned, it is your last year. You did want to go out with a bang. So I'm going to just hand things over to you and tell us about some of the people you're looking forward to seeing at Home County this year.
Well, Jim Cuddy is definitely, you know, somebody who isn't. I mean, I've had a number of artists on my wish list for, you know, for the last 5 years, and Jim Cuddy just sort of came up. Maybe, you know, in the fall they started kind of promoting the new album coming out, and I thought, what about Jim Cuddy? And I know his manager and everything, so I kind of started a conversation with her, and we were able to make things work. So. And so I'm very excited about that. You know, probably one of the biggest names that the festival has ever seen.
And he has a great band as well. He's got Blue Rodeo Stalwart bassist Basil Donovan playing with him. He's got Colin Cripps on guitar and right. Lindsay on violin.
Right. So it's kind of half, you're getting kind of half a Blue Rodeo.
You absolutely are.
When you get Jim Cuddy. So when I saw the band back in February at the London Music Hall, and they were amazing. And they even threw in a couple of Blue Rodeo songs. So fingers crossed they will do the same. At Home County this year.
And he's your Friday evening headliner on the main stage.
That is correct. So they'll be on stage at 10 o'clock that night. So we have the main stage runs from 6 p.m. until 11 on Friday, Saturday, and then from 6 to 9:30 on the Sunday. And then all day Saturday from noon to 6, we have six more stages going on throughout the Victoria Park. So we have our North Concert stage, we have two workshop stages, we have a community open stage, we have our new emerging artist stage that we just started last year. So this is the second year. That's going to be in our beer garden Saturday and Sunday afternoon. So that's eight new performance slots that we added last year. And so there's six of the eight performers on there are local London artists, but we also have Annie Sumi from Guelph, Jada Kelly, who is based in Toronto now, and then local acts like Yes Woe, and Willow Switch, who I saw earlier this year for the first time, and they opened up with a couple songs using the bow on a saw. So that was something I thought would work really well for Home County.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, one of the best things about a folk festival anyway is that it's always great to mix it up, and Home County definitely does that each year.
I hope so. That's what we plan to do. You know, I like to have the kind of a right balance of sort of, you know, local, regional, and national recording artists. We want to have a kind of a balance between traditional and contemporary folk. And, I mean, folk music has evolved so much over the last 45 years. And, you know, the lines are blurred and the, you know, the boundaries are sort of expanded. So, I mean, what is one person considers folk music is completely different to somebody else. So
let's talk about Friday first. You mentioned Jim Cuddy. He's going to be headlining with his band. And
right.
I look at the other people on that list and I think, oh my God, they could, you know, there's at least two or three people that could perfectly easily headline as well on that bill on Friday night.
Sure. Well, we have Donovan Woods and Rose Cousins. Donovan was at the festival a few years back just as a solo act, but this time he's coming with a full band. We have Rose Cousins, who I've been trying to get in for a few years. We just weren't able to make it work. Broomsticks and Hammers is a seven-piece roots rock band from London. They were here 2 years ago. They're back. And then the festival is going to open with a duo called Mama's Broke. It's two women playing basically mostly banjo and fiddle, and they have these wonderful harmonies. And there's this really, the musical sound is really traditional, but I feel like the harmonies have sort of a contemporary sound to them. And they're pretty special, and I thought they would be great to open the festival.
And they have some wonderful dark songs as well. I know when I had a chance to introduce them at the Folk Music Ontario Conference this past fall, and they're really engaging, wonderful players, and a great way to kick off the evening. Now, Broomsticks and Hammers are doing pretty well in the London area. They're starting to branch out further across Ontario.
Sure, they played the Folk Music Ontario Conference last year. The City of London, the London Music Office, had sponsored a showcase there. And so Broomsticks and Hammers were part of that. and they played the festival on the Saturday main stage about 2 years ago. So they released a new album called Mirror Box last year, and yeah, they're definitely a local favorite.
And Rose Cousins and Donovan Woods both got great new albums out. Rose Cousins came out last year. Donovan Woods Both Ways was released fairly recently.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, just a few months ago.
Yeah, so that's a fabulous Friday evening lineup.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday looks just as good because we've got some great players in there too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, the main stage kicks off at 6 o'clock with the Rain Hamilton Trio from Winnipeg, and followed by Twin Flames, is an Indigenous couple. Well, they do have a full band. They're just coming to the festival as a duo. We have Mike Stevens, who's originally from Sarnia, followed by Tom Wilson, and ending the night with Harrow Fair.
Yeah, and Mike Stevens, an awesome harmonica player.
Absolutely, and that's why we booked him for the festival.
Yeah, absolutely. Tom Wilson, doing very well, you know, fabulous musician, obviously part of Blackie and the Rodeo Kings, Lee Harvey Osmond's, his own band. A great musician, a great painter, and now a wonderful writer as well. I imagine he is going to be talking about all of the things he does.
I would think so. And it was, rather than, I was reaching out asking for Lee Harvey Osmond, and they came back and said, we want to bill him as Tom Wilson. So that's great. And he'll be on the main stage just accompanied by somebody on piano. But I think he'll do like a little bit of spoken word. He's released a book in the last year called Beautiful Scars. Lee Harvey Osmond actually played the 40th anniversary, so it's going to be nice to have him back.
Yeah, even stripped down, he is a wonderful player. Now, I'm really excited with the fact that you have Harrow Fair as the headliner that night. Now, that is Miranda Mulholland on fiddle and then Andrew Penner on guitar and dobro. They make an amazing sound for just two people on stage.
They really do, and we had them at the festival a couple of years back, and I think we were one of the first festivals that they ever played together at Harrow Fair. But I saw them again last year at the Folk Alliance, and if I hadn't seen them at Folk Alliance, I may not have considered them as a potential headliner. So I'm glad I saw that show. They really they rocked out, the hall room or the ballroom, wherever they played in Kansas City last year.
And on Sunday night, you have a headliner who has become a fast favorite pretty much at every festival, but I think especially in London. I know she was recently there for a show at Aeolian Hall, and I think she's done at least a couple of fundraisers for you, as well as the festival. That, of course, is Irish Mython. Tell us a little bit about why you wanted to bring Irish back.
Well, we tried to get her last year, but she was playing Hillside, and Hillside Festival in Guelph was the same weekend as us last year, so we weren't able to make it work. I brought her into the festival in 2015 after seeing her at Showcase PEI in 2014, and she just blew the roof off the band shell, so to speak. And I think she brought 138 CDs with her, and she was sold out within an hour of her set. So she really blew the audience away. And so the last two times we brought her into Aeolian Hall, and that was just such a perfect venue for her. So we're really thrilled to be able to bring her back, especially to the festival. And I think having her sort of close out the festival this year is going to be pretty special.
Yeah, certainly. I always say to people, when you see Irish once, you'll be wanting to know when you can see her again.
Exactly. That's kind of the way I felt the first time I saw her.
And then you also have a festival favorite on the Sunday evening. Valdi is playing. He really doesn't need any introduction. He's, played festivals all over Canada. I mean, so well known on the music scene. When did Valdi last play home county?
Well, Valdi played the 40th anniversary in 2013, so I like to say we can't have a festival anniversary without Valdi. And he actually played the very first year in 1974, so I think it's very fitting that we bring him back.
And you also have Chris and Dee and Ken Yates. Tell us a little bit about them.
Well, Chris and Dee are a married couple based out of Kingston. They've released a couple of their own albums. Chris is the guitarist for The Pursuit of Happiness. It still does some touring. And then Dee was in a London-based band called The Strap-Ons. And I think Chris was part of that band for a while, and that's how the two met. And they played the festival a couple of times as well. And so I think it was really fitting to bring them back, because they write some beautiful songs, and I just think they really fit with the vibe that we have going on a Sunday night. And then Ken Yates is a Londoner, even though he doesn't live here anymore, but I saw him at Folk Music Ontario, and just he's a very funny guy. His stage banter is very witty, but he really writes and performs great songs.
And he picked up a couple of Canadian Folk Music Awards for his past album, Huntsville. Fabulous
great
album. And yeah, and he is a great songwriter, certainly somebody that definitely needs to be checked out.
So as far, and Home County's very, very supportive of local music, whether it's, you know, emerging artists or, you know, somebody who's kind of out there doing it on a full-time basis.
So tell us about some of the other people that you have on the schedule this time around.
Well, I saw Sultans of String perform as a duo at Folk Music Ontario this past fall, and I was really amazed at, you know, the big sound that they got. So we've got them coming in again as a duo, and then Alicia Brila I saw at Folk Alliance last year, and she's wonderful. You know, I saw her performing with a four-piece band, and then saw her sort of in one of the after-hours rooms doing kind of like a more acoustic thing, just her and percussion. So really looking forward to that performance. We have Digging Roots, an amazing indigenous group, as well as Murder Murder from Sudbury. You've probably seen them at Folk Music Ontario, and they're a whole lot of fun, kind of a bluegrass, but you know, murder ballads done bluegrass style. So,
and you have Russell DeCarl coming back this year.
Russell DeCarl. Well, I saw Russell in 2014 at the Kingsville Folk Music Festival, and so him and I have been talking ever since, and we, you know, just haven't been able to make it work, and so finally we were able to make it work this year.
Yeah, no, I think that one of the best things about the festival scene generally is the fact that you can go there and see so many different artists, people that you
right.
know and people you don't, and obviously that's where the important role of the artistic director comes in, is that you have to try and produce a blend that brings something for everybody, but also hopefully get people to, you know, to listen to people they may not have thought they liked.
Well, that's exactly it. We want to, it's all about finding the right balance. And yeah, if we can introduce people to new music that they've never heard before, then all the better. And, you know, especially with a lot of the local acts, they're usually playing, you know, in a bar at, you know, 11 or midnight on a Thursday or Friday or Saturday night. So they have younger family members that come out, grandparents that aren't going to come out, parents that aren't going to come out, they can see them, you know, in a nice, friendly park setting on a Saturday or Sunday afternoon.
Well, one of the things I love about the festival is the fact that it does take place in Victoria Park, a beautiful park right in the center of London, and the fact that it is very much a festival that is accessible to all. It's certainly, from a physical accessibility point of view, very accessible. And then also the fact that it's an admission by donation really makes it open to everybody.
That's exactly it. And that's the whole part of Home County, is that we are accessible to pretty much everybody in London. So, I mean, whether it's somebody, you know, who's, if there's, you know, they have physical barriers, they can probably still get into the park. If there's financial barriers, that, you know, we still want them to come in and enjoy the festival.
No, that's wonderful. Tell us about some of the other things that are going on at the festival as well. I know that you have a lot of artists that bring their work to Home County each year.
Yeah, well, I mean, the festival is Home County Music and Art Festival, and the art is sort of a tip of the hat to all the craft vendors that attend the festival. They pay to be there, so that's a big part of our operating budget every year, is the vendors that come, the food vendors and the craft vendors that come. And but we have, you know, it's all jewelry craft vendors. They're selected. So we want to make sure we don't have too many jewelry vendors. And we want to make sure that the items that they're selling, the crafts, are kind of, you know, Canadian, homemade. And the person that's, you know, at the booth selling the product is the person that made it as well. So there's so many different things. There's leather ottomans shaped as hippopotamus and elephant and rhino. So I'm kind of tempted. I want to get one of those one of these days.
Well, you know, one of the nice things to do is to stroll through the different booths and enjoy the music at the same time, because you don't always have to be sitting in front of a stage to enjoy the music, although obviously that is a great way to get the most out of it.
Exactly. So we have an interactive family area, too, for with some children's entertainment. And I mentioned the food vendors earlier, so we have all kinds of different types of food available. And we also have a craft demonstration area on the west side of the park, just to the south of the band shell. So there's pottery and jewelry making and all kinds of different items.
Well, as always, it's great to be able to talk to you about the festival. Certainly looking forward to coming down. If people want to learn more about the festival and perhaps get involved, how can they do that?
Well, we have a website. It's homecounty.ca, so there's more information. We do have the main stage schedule already posted. All the other list of artists that have been announced so far have been there. We're still working on the afternoon schedules for Saturday and Sunday because we're sort of working, sort of juggling artists over four different stages. So that takes a little more time for the between the two workshop stages and our North stage and emerging artist stage. And no, we're also on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. So just look for us there.
Right, it's always great to talk to you. We only have one thing left to do, and that is to pick the next piece of music we're going to play. Who's it going to be?
This is Harrow Fair and Told the Lie to My Heart from their album Call to Arms.
And Darren, it's always a pleasure.
And likewise, Dan.
Told a lie to you. Told a lie.